Hi, I'm Rezwan. Welcome to Women's Voices. We have with us Teresa Liu, the president of Tamaki Play Center and postgraduate student in community development and health from Auckland University.
Morning, welcome, Rezwan.
Yeah. Welcome, Teresa.
Thank you.
Teresa, we have talked about Play Center sometime.
Yep.
And out of that, can you just give information to our listeners? What opportunities are available for them to get trained, or are there any workshops or trainings available?
These training and workshops that we do is for members. So for if people in the community, like immigrants, refugees, normal New Zealanders, just want to join Play Center, then we do have a very comprehensive training package. And our training is up to a level 6 diploma, what we call the Play Center Diploma in Early Childhood Education. Now, this is a level 6, which means that people who have this diploma can go and work in a childcare, an early childhood facility, daycare, creche, or even teaching children. But if they want to be a sole charge supervisor or teacher, then they have to get a level 7. So in Play Center, we are not offering a level 7 because it costs us too much, and we are all volunteers, so we can't do that. So if people want to go on to teach in a new entrance class or be the head teacher in kindergarten, then they'll have to do, after our training, another full-time year or part-time to get level 7. But for other people who join Play Center, our training is very comprehensive. And when people first join, we teach them very basic things like how to observe your children, look at what they're doing, what they're saying, how they're behaving, and then make some decisions as to whether they're fine. You know, do we have to worry about this child? This child is 2 and he's not toilet trained. Do we have to worry? And sometimes we don't know the answer to those questions. Or this other child, he's 3 and is still having temper tantrums at the supermarket. Or a baby is not sleeping through the night. Those kinds of questions that worry parents. And if we don't know what is a normal development for a child, we might get worried for no reason. So in Play Center, one of the first things we do is teach parents how to observe their children and how what to do when we notice certain signs. And we teach them about child development. So what to expect when you're pregnant and all those different months, what to expect when a baby is newborn, from the day they're born until they're a toddler and they're walking and eating solid foods. So we look through all the whole span of a human development from a child 0 till about 10 years old. So, and then we teach parents, get them workshops to train up basic emergency care, like a CPR for babies, CPR for toddlers, what to do if your child chokes, what to do when your child cuts themselves, started bleeding. All those, I think, skills that we think are important for parents to keep their children safe. So we teach parents those things. And then we teach them things like how to play with their children, you know, how to make Play-Doh at home so that the children can practice manipulating their fingers, how to make musical instruments. We don't have money to buy, you know, expensive things, how to make instruments with junk in the house, like egg cartons and shakers with seeds and plastic tubes, you know.
That's interesting.
That's right. And we teach them how to read to children, because everyone, you know, in our society is very important to be able to read, because that opens up heaps of doors. And for people new to New Zealand, immigrants and refugees, for whom English is not a first language, it is even more important for some of us to think, because I'm an immigrant myself, it's more important for us to be able to give our children the gift of the language.
Very correct.
So in Play Center, we encourage, we have books in all levels and interesting drawings and so on, so that the children get attracted. And then we train parents how to read a book. It's not like you go A, B, C, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, we tell them how to make the book interesting. How do you ask questions so that child has to think about what they're doing? And we encourage people to bring books in te reo, in Samoan, in Chinese, in Indian, Tamil, Hindu. If they've got any books around, they can come and read to the children. Or if they have no books, if they have pictures of the country they came from. For example, for my Burmese group, we bring in pictures from National Geographic, from Time magazine, all kinds from calendars, old calendars, and go to library and find travel books and bring pictures of their country, the national costume and all that. And we tell the children, look at this page, you know, what can you see? What is the person wearing? So we are teaching children about the picture, how to ask questions and how to think. And part of that is teaching children how to be tolerant of diversity. And this is what we teach adults as well. But we want to teach children, we want to show by example how we're accepting of different ethnic groups, different cultures, different religions. So there's a lot of training and workshops on how to get on with people, basic communication skills, parenting skills, I think I've told you before in Play Center, we believe in nonviolent parenting. There are lots and lots of ways to discipline and teach a child without needing to smack them or shout at them or anything like that. So we teach children parenting skills, you know, introduction, and then a level of a higher level where you can intervene when there is an issue. You know, say a toddler keeps biting babies, or somebody who keeps hitting children or chasing them and all that kind of stuff. So we progress as you go. So they start a course one, training, so things they can manage and are easy, and then do course two if they're keen to carry on to do the next level. And then we teach you how to work in a group of parents, because you'll have a group of parents in place, and there may be five parents, maybe 12, and we all think differently, and we all think we know what to do about children. But how do you work as a group when we disagree? What do we do? So we have training about how to speak honestly about how I feel, how to do conflict resolution, how to do consensus. We make decisions together. And at I think level one and two, we believe in place, and it's very important to educate people about Te Tiriti o Waitangi, because in New Zealand it's so unique, and we want to teach our people and the children about how special New Zealand is. And one of the special things about New Zealand is that we have Maori people here, is tangata whenua, and to explain what that means, it's not...
What was that word you used?
It's tangata whenua, the people of the land. So Maori people are people of the land because they were here before us. And so what is it that we need to know and understand about our relationship with Maori to live in New Zealand, to make New Zealand a really good place? Because Maori people are the people of the land. So we teach them very simple things like some of the customs. For example, we don't play with food. And we don't touch a child's head, because the Maori people, the head is very sacred, and we don't. So things like that, we don't always know, because Chinese people, we like to pat the child on the head, you know, when we say hello. And also we teach them a little bit of te reo, how to say good morning in Maori, you know, how to say thank you. So simple things. And then so the children on center, some of the words they use become second nature. We say, you know, we say to the children, whakarongo mai, listen to me, or come or sit down or stand up, you know. So we teach them little commands. And if we have like in a center, when we have parents from Iraq and Philippines, and we have parents from China, we would write little words on the door. Like if the door is toilet, we will put in English toilet, write it nice and big so that children can see, and then we will put the Maori word for toilet. And then we'll put the Chinese word for toilet, and then we'll put whatever language is in the session, so that the children, we think it's so important. First of all, they learn the English word, so they know where they're going and they can talk about it. And then we'll put the word in their language, so we teach other children, this is the Maori word for toilet. And then so the child who is the Chinese children, for example, can look at that, and they recognize the writing in their culture. It makes them feel a sense of belonging. So in Play Center, we teach, we have training about how adults can be inclusive, and teach adults to appreciate cultural diversity. And then we do workshops in how to work with clay, how to work in carpentry. Because some parents, I don't know how to do carpentry. And in Play Center, we always believe that we teach children how to use tools properly. So we have real saws. that
and
cut
safely.
Yeah. And we have real hammers, real nails. Mm. And but it's all child-sized. So we have special place in the equipment rooms that sell this equipment. We test it to make sure the equipment is really safe. Mm. And we teach children, for example, when you're holding the hammer, for example, and hitting the nail to keep the fingers out of the way. And we teach adults to help them. So if a child is knocking nails in a piece of wood, and the child, say, 2.5, so their finger skills aren't all that great. So we say to the adult, we use a pair of pliers and hold the nail for them so our fingers are out of the way and get the child to hit. And then for children who are not so sure of hitting, we start them by having little soft polystyrene boards and get them to hit tacks. So they practice, and with wooden hammers. So they play. So our babies play with hammering, not with real nails then, just with tacks, you know, metal tacks, but with a wooden hammer. So they learn that movement of hitting on the head. And then when they're doing better, they get to carpentry. And then we want to teach children, you can just have a go. So the other thing of teaching parents is how to deal with my anger, because sometimes I get frustrated, I get stressed. So we have workshops in dealing with stress, with anger. We have workshops about building confidence for parents. And when parents get together and talk, then you understand, oh, my child is like this, you know, won't eat any food, just wants to eat bananas all day. I'm so worried. Then another mother will say, oh, that's fine. My child only eats chips all day. And you thought, oh, then you might say, should I be worried? Say, no, you know, bananas have all the goodness in it. And then as long as they eat well, they get lots of water. Then you look at the signs to show that your child is all right. They're still playing fine. They're sleeping fine. They go to the toilet, okay. Then you know that your child is fine. And in place, and we'll say to you, there are some situations when you should worry. You know, like if a child, for example, is crying all day for no reason, then maybe you need to talk to someone. So we have, and we have workshops to train people where to go to for help. And then later on, we teach them about the regulations. So around course 3, when you go up a bit more, the next course, after course 1, course 2, when you do course 3, then we'll teach you about how you run a center. What you need to do to run a session. So it's like when children come in, you take their attendance, who is sick, you have to have a chart in the play center to show that if children have allergies, any medications they need to take is all put up there so the parents can understand. And we give them training about all the early childhood regulations, the Ministry of Education, Ministry of Health. So you learn all about the legal issues for running. Yeah. So the parents learn that, because in play center we don't employ people to come and teach your children or run the session. All the parents do it themselves. So you learn how to keep the books to be a treasurer. Mm-hmm. You learn how to keep a library, to which books are in, which books are out, and how to look after equipment. So if something is broken, how to repair it. Mm. And you learn about buying insurance, you learn about dangerous plants and safe plants, you know. So the training is matched to the level of the adult of interest, what they're interested in, and also what they need to know to run the session better. And so in that sense, people don't have to do training if they don't want to. But in Play Center, we want people to do at least one workshop a year. When they first join Play Center, they have to do at least one workshop a year. And also they must finish the introductory certificate, which is course 1, within the first year. And this is something we think is important, because if they don't know basic things, like how to keep a child safe, then our children are not safe, because all the adults are looking after all the children. And after that, you can do as much training or as little as you want, as long as you do once a year. In the first year, you would do emergency care. That is compulsory for all parents. And then after that, you just do, you know, if you're feeling energetic and you think you want to get a job teaching in a kindergarten, early childhood center or primary school, then you might want to do your education further. And in place, and they can do that up to level 6. It's free of charge. And you do your training on sessions with children. You attend workshops at night. All these workshops are run by play center people. Sometimes we employ tutors from outside. For example, things like first aid. We employ people from St. John's Ambulance and Red Cross because we get the proper training. And things like child development, we get psychologists to come and teach us, or we take them out to places like Mauna Kea Teck so that they get the training there. But then play center pays for that training. If we are employing outside tutors, we pay. So the parents don't have to pay.
Okay.
And we always make sure we talk to the parents who are doing it. You know, would you like a day class? Would you like a night class? And just sort it out, and so that it fits with the parents, because we know you have young children and your family to run. And we also organize at center, look, if you are going to do the course, Rizwan, I will look after your grandchildren for the morning that you're going, and then when I'm doing my course, you look after my grandchildren. So we work together to meet everybody's needs. And then we teach people about how to work with families with English as second language on session, which is in Auckland is happening more and more. We've got lots of new members for whom English is a second language. So we have tutors who are trained to work with these new New Zealanders to do their training slowly on a one-to-one, and we help them to do it step by step. And we have like last year six Chinese grannies who don't speak English. They all got course one, and three of them are now doing course two. So very slowly help them one to one. Lots of smiles, lots of pats on the back, so they know what we mean. And it's just fantastic because the grannies will work on session with the children. You know, for a person who speaks English, the assessment task could be play with the child 15 minutes and extend them, for example. Now, for somebody with English as second language, you don't know, what does that mean, you know? So we'll say, it means you sit and you play, and we show them. So we sit, play the children, and let the granny sit beside me. So when the child wants to draw a picture, for example, we'll let the child, that's a lovely color. What color is that? So the child says, look at you and may not say anything. You say, that's yellow. In Maori, we say kōwhai. In China, it's wang. So look, what a lovely color. So the child learns all these words as you're talking. And the granny sitting understands that. So we say to the granny, if your child, you're playing with your grandchild, you can talk in Chinese. Say the same things in Chinese, because it doesn't matter. You don't have to do it in English. Do it in Maori, do it in Samoan, do it in Chinese, in Burmese, in Hindi, as long, because the child's brain is still working. It doesn't matter what language you use. The child, that's what we want to do, get the child's brain going and interested, so the child's interested. And if the granny goes away and plays with somebody else, a Hindi-speaking granny might come and play with this Chinese child. And he can't speak Chinese or English, but she can smile at the child. Very nice. And she'll clap her hands or show her thumbs and say in Chinese or, hen hao. The child doesn't know what that word means because he doesn't know Hindi or Chinese. But the child can understand the adult smiling and nodding their head. And the child feels loved. So we want to create a space in place and where the children feel the adults love them, adults care for them, and it's safe, and it doesn't matter about the language, you know. So by doing that, we can see the grannies on session, they're working with the children in their language, and then a tutor, and we can do training for adults. We train some parents how to assess trainees. So a tutor who is experienced will look at that granny playing with the child in Chinese, and there's a yes tick, this person can do extending children. So the granny gets a tick. Even though the assessor doesn't understand Chinese, the granny doesn't understand English, but we can all use our eyes, use our ears, and use our hearts, and you know that the granny is doing a wonderful job extending that child. It doesn't have to be grannies either. You have Chinese mothers who feel shy, but we tell them the same thing. And we look at the Chinese mother playing with a Samoan kid and a Samoan mother playing with an Indian child, and you know that this must be a good place when all these different colored adults play with these different colored children and everyone's having a good time. So, yeah, that's too much information. Talk too much.
Actually, as the Kiwis say, it's awesome.
Yeah,
play
it is.
Play center fantastic. Movement is fantastic.
It is.
From what I got today I learned was that not only children, but the parents are also
getting,
you know, both of them are getting integrated social behavior. There's a lot of thing going on.
That's right.
Now, the thing that the question that comes to my mind is, are these workshops and trainings, are they timed or anyone can do at their own level and chiming and just go on, you know, for example, for one person may do it in a year, one may do it in 5 years or
that's
not
right.
at all.
Exactly, exactly.
So it can be done.
Absolutely. In Play Center, we have a policy of saying that people start where they're comfortable, all right? So, for example, we have a parent, a young Maori mother who came to Play Center and she was really, so she did course one. And she just wanted to play with her. And she thought, oh, I left school at 15 and I don't really know if I can do training and I don't think I can do that. We say, oh, that's fine. Just come and play with your child. So she came and she started playing. And then she, and then we got her to do the training to do CPR. So if anything happens, she can keep her child.
What's CPR?
A cardiopulmonary resuscitation. It's about if a child or adult stops breathing, how to get them breathing again. So you can
sometimes kids just, if they cry too much or something.
Or sometimes they choke, you know, eating too fast or too big a piece and how to get that blockage out of their system so they can breathe again. Mm-hmm. So we get parents to do that. And for example, some parents, like our Chinese grandmothers who did emergency care, it took them like two or three goes to get everything in. And we get someone, another parent who can speak English and Chinese to sit with that grandmother to translate for them slowly. And all our tutors, including the ones who come from Red Cross and St. John's Ambulance, we explain to them that they have to go a bit slowly and maybe break it up into chunks. And so for some of these English as second language trainees, we have special classes constructed for them. So it's, you know, not as fast and so on. Mm. But the... I forgot what I was saying, Rizwan.
It's all right. Yeah. It's all right. It will come.
Yeah, I was saying this Maori mother. So when she started just doing CPR, she got really excited because she thought, you know, I won't pass the thing. And she passed it. So she was really excited. She thought, oh, what else can I do?
Yeah.
And then when we did all the Te Tiriti or Waitangi courses, she got even more excited because she thought, oh my God, you know, Play Center actually acknowledges my culture and all that kind of stuff. And so she got really excited. And then she did a workshop in how to work in our bicultural workshop about how to work together, two cultures. She did that. And then she wanted to do a diversity workshop, which is, you know, how to work in a multicultural context. Now, that course is about a course three, is a higher level. But she wanted to do it because she really wanted the subject, you know, that particular topic. So we say, fine. So she did it. The only thing she couldn't do is to do the assessment for it. Because she, before you get the, to do the assessment, is like a little test, you know. Before you can do the one for the course three, you have to finish a course two. And before you can do the course two, you can finish a course
one. It's more technical.
That's right. Yes, but she can attend a workshop. That's fine. Mm-hmm. So she went to the workshop. She thought, this is fantastic. I want to do the next one. So she went and did the next one, which is a cooperative group function. And she did inclusion workshop. And then she did Te Tiriti or Waitangi advanced workshop. And she did that. All those workshops around the area she was interested in, and she did it from course one up to a level four a workshop because she was interested, and we let her because that's how she wants to do it. So this mother is wonderfully trained in the bicultural stuff, and she didn't do much of the others, but because she's in session with other adults, she watched what they're doing, so she learns anyway. So, and we've got people who do their course two in one term. We've got people who do it over 3 years.
Yes.
So, you know,
so they can
really
go along
absolutely
at their own
exactly
space.
Yes.
Now, one thing I wanted to know was, what if a person has no children and they want to, they are interested in Play Center, can they join or
it's a... Play Center has got a philosophy of inclusion. That means we want to include everyone. So if somebody comes to us and say, oh, listen, I really am so turned on by what you're doing here. My children have already gone to school or I don't have any children. And you could be an auntie or grandmother, you know, whose children have all grown up, and but they're really excited. We say, come, come. Okay. And so what we say is, as long as you come to place and then you become, some of us, one of us, one of the families will adopt you as a an honorary nanny, honorary auntie, or a honorary uncle, you know. So they say somebody will bring you in. So you come into play center as what we call the whana or extended family of whichever family, or you just come to center. You know, you want to be adopted by the center, and just come in and say, okay, I want to come and do your training. And then Play Center will say to you, okay, our training is for members because we pay for it. And our members pay for it back by doing work. So we say, come in, as long as you do 2 sessions a week and do everything on session, like we say, you give your time on 2 sessions, and in return, go for the training. It's free.
Have you had any such people?
Yes, like we've had in the past a 17-year-old daughter of a Play Center mum who has come back, and she wanted to do some training for her life. She left school, she didn't know what to do. So we said, look, you come and attend Play Center, and she's attended 3 mornings a week and helped with the children, just like as if you're a mother, and treat the children on session like they were your children, and we'll just do the training with you. And we have a man who came in to bring his nephews to center because his sister is working and the sister's husband is working, and you know, he has time out. So he came to center and joined 2 mornings to bring his nephews. Now he's coming 5 mornings because he enjoys so much.
So men can also get involved.
Absolutely.
And they are welcome.
We love to have men come.
Mm. Oh, that was a wonder. I think Play Center is a wonderful idea.
Oh, it is.
Thank you, Teresa, for giving us your valuable time. And we'll see you again. Join us next week, same day, same time, Thursday, 3:45 p.m., Planet FM 104.6 FM. Bye for now.